Good morning, Casey. It is the Rockin' Trish Show. Tabloid trash is coming up next, but we got to talk about Maroon 5. You were just talking about this earlier.
Yeah, and I don't want to mess you up, Rocket, because I was going to do it in the report, but realize we're playing the song, so it's labeled as clip number 2, I believe. But he was on Ellen, and he made a really exciting announcement.
This is pretty cool.
Congratulations, you're having another baby.
I am having another baby.
Yeah. Baby number 2. So, how's Bahati feeling?
She's awesome. She's just like a champion of the world. She's killing it. You wouldn't know she was almost 7 months pregnant. Yeah,
do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It is a girl.
It's a girl.
Yay!
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
All right, we've got more accusations coming forward. I'm so tired of hearing about all of this stuff.
It just makes
me sick. But let's get through it real fast. So there's an actress named Christina Cohen who is now accusing Ed Westwick, best known for Gossip Girl, of assault 3 years ago. He actually tweeted that he said, "I do not know this woman. I've never forced myself on anyone." Like, he is really denying it. Then there's 5 more women coming forward about Roman Polanski. There are sources saying that Harvey Weinstein could actually be indicted soon for allegedly raping actress Paz de la Huerta.
Is that in New York?
I'm not sure if that's the New York one or not. You know, he's also being investigated overseas.
Yeah.
There's so many, I can't keep track. CBS shot a special celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Carol Burnett Show. Kevin Spacey was a part of that. They're cutting him out. And finally, Simon Cowell threw his 2 cents in, saying he thinks the scandal would lead to changes in the entertainment industry, adding, "People get what they deserve. That's all I'm going to say." So is he just saying in general karma, or does he know something? Being
that
in the
like
biz.
He knows something.
It does sound
kinda
like he does something, yeah.
Kind of does. On a more positive note, Taylor Swift, she is sharing the official final track list for her forthcoming album, Reputation, hours after it leaked online. Among the 15 songs confirmed to be on the album, Endgame, a rumored collaboration with Ed Sheeran and Future, as well as the 4 previously released tracks, Look What You Made Me Do, Ready For It, Gorgeous, and Call It What You Want. Now, she posted this on Instagram along with a handful of production credits that she's credited as executive producer, and she co-produced her 6th studio album, and it drops this Friday. Now, Taylor has been going around inviting fans to secret listening parties. Now, it's weird, Rocket, you didn't get one of those invites, did you?
No, and I got several codes of buying all this product and not one invite.
That restraining order from the last time she was in town.
Yeah.
But, overall, it was about 500 fans, and this is kind of what they all thought.
This is like the best day of my entire life.
He blew my expectations out of water. Also, cannot find a favorite. Every song is a freaking masterpiece, and we all were speechless.
Every song, you're just like, this is my favorite. And then another one comes on, you're like, no, this is my favorite.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. Like, it's exactly what everyone's saying it is. Like, it's so different, but so her. And it's just like absolutely amazing. And I'm so excited to blast it in my car like every single day once it comes out.
Oh my gosh, have you met Taylor? She did a meet and greet with all of us and she was so nice. I just can't. It was unreal.
I just can't.
I hear that clip and I can't blame my friend for being obsessed with her.
Yeah, but he didn't make it on the montage. That's weird.
I love her chemistry with Ed Sheeran. I can't wait to hear that song.
I know, and why are they not married? Do we need to like tell them, hey guys, this is what's happening. You need to get married and make little musical babies with red hair. And a reminder, the 51st annual CMA Awards will be tonight on ABC. It starts at 7. Of course, Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood will be hosting. And the list of performers is very long, including Pink. They always do some kind of crossover performance.
I didn't know that. You told me just a few minutes ago.
Beyonce was on last year or the year before or something like that. So Pink's performing. Niall's going to be performing.
Yes.
Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson. That's my mom's favorite. Do you know I gave her tickets almost down in the front? It was on the side of the stage, but like almost down in the front row before I realized who he was. This was years ago.
I remember you got
and then
him
blew
for
up and I'm like, oh, I should have gone to that show. Faith Hill, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, and then the nominees for Entertainer of the Year. You guys tell me who you want. Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban.
Well, my favorite is always Garth, but I think Luke Bryan's going to win.
I'm going to say Eric Church. I think Garth, he has so many ties to Kansas City, and we are Kansas City.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and people who tie to Kansas City, they win the award. Is that what you're saying?
Obviously.
That is your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. for two to New York City to party with Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.